I don't care if it's windy or rainy. There's no reason for a shake roof to fail if it's laid right. Except that one. No flashing around the chimney. It's going to cost them. Go around! You know, I'm going to push it up 25 miles an hour. This is what we're allowed to do here. You got to really pay attention.
Nothing about the Holy Father.
He's still dead, Ma. The shower cap pulled up?
Yes.
Piece of junk.
If you want, I'll have Jerry come over and fix your shower.
It was fixed, but I think Ronnie the super sneaks in and breaks it. For all I know, he's going through my things right now.
You don't like getting a little bit of attention?
I knew this man does not look the way you want him to.
I'd offer you a room, but since Ma moved in, I don't have it.
I want to move to Manhattan.
Really? It's so far away.
It is far, and I commute almost 2 hours total every day, 5 days a week. That's an extra week of work each month.
My goodness, never thought of that. Pegs, the rents there, they're outrageous.
I know, but I'm already spending a fortune between subway fare, cab fare on late nights, pantyhose if I can't find a newspaper, the cane on the seats destroys them. And it'll be easy with that savings and a roommate.
Jeez, Louise, you've really been thinking about this.
Ma! It's not good for it!
Why don't you move in here and we send her to Manhattan? Oh. You're going to be one of those girls?
I am one of those girls.
Well, Ho-Ho, I observed your wishes for secrecy, but now is the time.
Gentlemen, imagine the perfect mixture of athletics, spectacle, and speed. Hi-Li.
Hi-Li is like handball, only you fling the ball and catch the ball with this, basket thing.
It's more complicated than that.
And dangerous.
I'll leave the loose leaf, but it shows the way Hi-Li attendance is growing. In 7 years, it'll eclipse baseball. Go ahead, you can laugh. But it's got the same fingerprint as baseball, only better. A special stadium called the Fronton. And you can sit real close, which is a thrill because the ball goes 175 miles an hour. And it's got Patchy. He's Babe Ruth, only handsome. This is Patchy. I was looking for boxers, but I bought his contract instead. He's the greatest player in the world.
Mel Ferrer.
I'm terrified of him catching balls in the face. So, let's say there's enough money. How would you chop it up?
Well, most of it's going to end up in television.
Perfect, because I want a TV show.
A sports show.
Did you see Patchy? You don't see him flying around the world solving crimes and banging broads?
Harry has excellent relationships with the networks.
Well, it'll probably have to be ABC.
No. I want to be on all the networks. Like when the president addresses the nation? Tuesday night, 8:30 to 9, all three networks, the same show. No one's ever done it.
Because that's true.
How about a star-studded, big, musical special with a highlight match. Desi Arnaz.
What else you got?
Well, there's print.
Women's magazines. Glamorous night in Miami with a free admission. Tuesday night is ladies' night.
And, of course, newspapers are key. But you can't limit yourself to less than 10 markets.
This is impressive.
Hook it up.
Horace, this is Don Draper. I told you he'd be stopping by.
Don't let me interrupt.
So far, for the Hi-Li campaign, Sterling Cooper will produce an adventure program starring your handsome fella. A musical spectacular.
On all three networks, and it has to be in color.
CBS doesn't have color.
Fine. But you got the ladies' magazines in color, and maybe a color page in the Sunday paper. What about radio?
We'll have to take radio the way it is.
I don't think it's worth anyone's time unless you're willing to commit to at least $1 million to start.
Sure, but that's a third of my ad budget.
Well, as they used to say at the freshman mixer, when you get a yes, you go home.
Only humps,
you never got one.
Listen, Draper, I'd love to buy you dinner. Run some slogans by you.
Actually, Ho-Ho, we buy you dinner.
That was fun.
I'm going to have to buy Campbell a case of something.
Patchy.
During the Depression, I saw somebody throw a loaf of bread off the back of a truck. It was more dignified.
Are you going to have trouble sleeping tonight? I've seen clients far more defenseless than he.
Well, as the Bible says, enjoy your fatted calf.
Campbell, did you tell him who this idiot's father is?
He said he's a shipping magnate, not a client.
Horace Sr. is connected to Bert Cooper in a million ways, and I don't know if he would like what just happened in there.
You want to run it by his daddy? He's my age, so he was born with a lot of money. He has a dream, and it's our job to make it come true.
Well, there you have it.
Nicely done, my boy.
Elizabeth.
Get off your feet. It's bad for the baby.
As soon as I finish the dishes.
Sit with me. Cleaning up for the maid, just like your mother. I don't like watching you commit suicide. Neither do your kids.
What do you want, Daddy?
It's all laid out in here. My arrangements, just follow the directions.
I don't want to talk about this.
We talk about it now, and then we don't talk about it. That's the idea.
Hi.
Jesus. Smoking cigarette. Funerals are a dishonest business. People don't want to think about it. That's how they get you. Remember what happened with your mother? The will's, translucent or transparent or something, according to the lawyers. You run the show. You took me in.
Anything else?
I want you to have your mother's coats. I gave Judy the Hudson seal, but I want you to have the chinchilla and obviously the mink. And the cedar closet. Keys and Glory's end table.
Okay, Daddy.
You don't want to hear about it. Scarlet O'Hara.
I have the folder.
You've always been sensitive. That's my fault for shielding you from all the dangers out there. That's probably why you married this joker. If you'd even known what was possible. But that's that. I wrote it down. We never have to talk about it again.
I don't understand why you like talking about this when you can see so clearly that it upsets me. Selfish and morbid. I'm your little girl. And I know it must be horrible to be looking at whatever you're looking at. But can't you keep it to yourself?
What kind of mood is he in?
I'm never right.
Has anybody been outside? Do I need a coat?
I take it.
Don, George Kahn dropped out of Patio to direct a picture in L.A. I look forward to his average work. Replace him. There's no time and there's no talent. What were you going to do if you had to fire him? Have Sal do it. Are you serious? Sal, do you want to do it?
Of course I do. It sounds good, but it makes me very nervous.
It's lifted straight from Bye Bye Birdie. It's a single shot. Sal did the storyboards. I could go on, but I don't think I should have to. Allison?
Keen's Trap House. Thank you, Don.
Tag, you're it.
You don't want to cut towards yourself. There we go. Get down. I got some great things in here. This is an exact imitation of the Gettysburg Address. You know about Honest Abe?
He wanted to read by candlelight.
That's right. Well, I'll be. Don, look at this. Victory Medal, France. I should have another for beating the clap. Here we are.
Wow.
That spike? It's Prussian. Germany's greatest soldiers. You had to respect that. That's where I got him. See that? Dried blood.
You shot him?
I think so. I shot lots of them. They're trying to kill us.
War is bad.
Maybe. But it makes a man out of you. Living off the land. Battling the elements. Standing alongside your brothers. Ask your pop.
Gene.
What?
Gene, don't.
Come on.
Bobby, give it back.
Let him have it. That's why I got it.
Can't I have it?
There was a person in that helmet.
An enemy.
Bobby, it's a dead man's hat. Take it off.
Keep it on. It's yours. This girl.
You liked? It was on sale at A&F.
Looks like a lot more than 20% off.
To share their emotions. Please. So, the past few months, something's wrong.
Well, that's not true.
It is true. You know, I don't need that much, but I do need tending. Do. You won't even tell me and make some excuse.
For the last 6 months, maybe a year even, I've watched my job disappear. No one wants illustrations anymore. It's all about photography. And yes, I've been nervous. And now I have this opportunity to do something that really does have a future.
So it's been building to this, and tomorrow you will triumph and come home a conquering hero.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I do have one horrible flaw. I love you.
I don't want to fail. With a single mistake, the entire shot is ruined.
So what? It's in the movies. Take two, take three, do it again. Action.
It's one shot. The whole thing. It's the beginning of Bye Bye Birdie.
I'm trying to remember.
She starts singing against a blue background, and her voice is very girlish.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that.
Well, she's offering us this can patio. And she's on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. She can't see it.
She's walking back and forth?
No. She walks towards you. The wind is blowing in her hair, and she sings about how patio is low in calories. And then she extends her hand out, and she waves goodbye. Then we move back, too. But she stops, and she takes her dress in her hands, and she runs forward as fast as she can. But then she turns her back and looks seductively over her shoulder. The treadmill pulls her back again, and she comes towards you one last time, dancing right up to the camera. She sort of pushes her shoulders together and leans over with the can, and she smiles. Hello, patio. Something like that. Sound good?
You're gonna do great.
Really think so?
Yes.
John, I'd like you to meet Horace Cook.
We've met.
Lincoln Center,
of course.
Have a seat. Lane has brought it to my attention that Mr. Cook's son has approached us for work.
Actually, it was Don who thought it best out of deference to include you.
We're not psychiatrists. There is no confidentiality.
That's not strictly true, but you are family and, well, it appears to be a lot of money.
Bert seemed alarmed. What exactly happened in this meeting?
Well, you know, your son has a dream.
Yes, highlight. When he first mentioned it, I assumed he was gambling, but he seems convinced of its financial potential.
And there's no reason to doubt that.
Are you drunk? It's like Polish handball. You can't even play it if you're left-handed. There's no wall on that side.
Well, then that's done with. We needn't be involved.
Bert, you know that's not the way the marketplace works. A man comes through your door. He knows what he wants. He's got the money to back it up. You do your best.
Perhaps I'm unclear, because I'm childless. But they're not.
Well, should you be lucky enough to strike gold, remember that your children weren't there when you were swinging the pick. I've seen his plan. It's gibberish. But if you refuse him, he'll only find someone else. My son lives in a cloud of success. But it's my success. Perhaps when that evaporates and his face is pressed against the reality of the sidewalk, he'll be of value to someone.
Kill or be killed, eat or be eaten. That's how I was raised.
So you want us to proceed?
When we put that money aside for him, he was a little boy. We didn't know what kind of person we were making.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Easy for you to say. He doesn't have your name.
You stay for lunch. No discussion.
Pleasure to see you again.
Pleasure.
I'll sign him tonight.
Very good.
These are ideas. You can skip some if you want to, but do not go out of order.
Hello, this is Margaret.
Hello. My name is Elaine, and I'm 22, and I have a good job, and I'm interested in a roommate, too.
Well, it's nice to speak with you, Elaine. Where do you work?
Well, I live in Teaneck, New Jersey, so I want to be in the city to be near my job. I work in a tannery on the west side.
Really? They make leather?
I'm a secretary, but I am around animal skins and carcasses most of the day, so I don't keep pets. The smell makes them go crazy.
Oh. I don't know if the west side is what I had in mind.
I need someplace near a major hospital. My face is very badly burned. And I need frequent prescriptions for unguents and salves.
Oh. It would have to be two bedrooms?
Two bedrooms is good. Now, about the bathroom. I'm going to need some help there.
Who is this? You know something? You're a jerk.
Why'd you do that?
I got a salt tooth. It's right here in the back of my mouth.
Grandpa.
It's getting harder to fool you. I got two spoons.
Mommy doesn't let us have ice cream before dinner.
Is she afraid you're going to be fat like she was? Your Grandma Ruth used to drive her to town to run errands and make her walk herself home. That put a stop to it. You remember Grandma Ruth?
She gave me a ukulele.
Did you learn it?
No.
You can, you know. You're smart. You remind me of your grandma more than your mother. You know, she did drafting in the 20s for this engineer. A little bald man. He wasn't a threat.
That's good.
You can really do something. Don't let your mother tell you otherwise. You know, she won't let me eat this either, and I don't want to be the only one. So tell you what. I'm going to keep a lookout. Okay. Go ahead. Coast is clear. Oh, she's coming. Let's hide it.
I knew you were going to do that.
This tastes like chocolate, but it smells like oranges. You smell that?
A year from now, there'll be nothing but rum and Mexican beer in this place. You ever have Mexican beer, Humps?
I don't drink a lot of beer.
You have to when you're there. Amoeba, dysentery. Patchy caught a bug, lost 8 pounds. That's a lot on his frame.
Poho was saying a photo of Jack Kennedy enjoying High Life would be a tremendous endorsement.
My father hates Kennedy because he knew old Joe when they were criminals together. Plus, Dad's against integration. Called Patchy a wetback.
Jack Kennedy certainly ended up with a better job than his father.
I know this idea sounds crazy, but read your history. I've got a 50% chance, at least.
My father's dead, but I know he'd be interested. This is his kind of investment.
I think about the way my father made his fortune, renting ships for troop transport during the war. He didn't care about the Germans. And then I think I could really do something. I might not be president, but I could build something. And people will like it, and I'm going to be the father of this sport, and people are going to be dying to do business with me. Even my father. I have this image in my mind. It's his 75th birthday. And I give him a team.
I want to give you a piece of advice. I've been doing this a while, and I applaud your enthusiasm. But I think you should take this decision a little more seriously.
What are you saying, Don?
Let him talk.
You have a great fortune. That's not just money. That's the future. We will take all of your money, I promise you. But I think you should reevaluate this particular obsession. You can do better.
That's a sales technique, isn't it? You zig away from me and I zag back into your arms. You know, I got the galleys of this book by Ogilvy. Learned a lot about advertising.
And why aren't you eating dinner with Ogilvy?
Because Campbell talked me out of it. Now, let's get one thing straight. If High Life fails, it's your fault. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Don't apologize.
Everybody thinks that. Nobody says it.
Are you removing that or moving it?
Did everybody in Manhattan decide I'm not allowed to live here?
No. Actually, I think the right girl could have a very good effect on you. I do, however, find your ad unfortunate.
It's perfect. I proofed it thoroughly.
Clean, responsible, considerate.
I have some nice furniture and a small television.
It reads like the stage directions from an Ibsen play.
So what then? You'll give me some ideas and I'll use them and you'll all have an even bigger laugh?
No, I thought I'd tell you how to get a roommate. This is not the way.
Fine. Please, Joan, tell me how to do it.
For one thing, why Margaret?
It's my name, and it's more adult.
But this is about two young girls in Manhattan. This is about an adventure. Am I wrong? If this were me, I would say something like, fun-loving girl, responsible sometimes. Likes to laugh, lives to love. Seek size 6 for city living and general gallivanting. No dull moments or dull men tolerated. Or something like that.
Well, thank you. It's very helpful.
And don't put it up there. Everyone here knows you. Branch out. Good night, Peggy.
John, there you are. I was just on my way over to Lane. I've got signatures. Horace Cook Jr. is all dressed and ready for the oven. In light of all of the trepidation, perhaps you should deliver this to Lane yourself.
You following me?
I spent 2 years at Dartmouth hiding him from Shylocks. Let me enjoy my payday.
Mr. Hooker, Lane stopped by the clubhouse?
I'll go and get him.
That's called a sesta. It's made of reeds from the Pyrenees.
The ball is called a pelota. They just sent all this over. So does Horace have any more ideas?
For one thing, he wants us to call it the NJAA.
National High Ally Association?
He has no idea how confused America's going to be about that J.
Look at this camaraderie. Perhaps we've discovered America's pastime after all.
Full steam ahead.
Bravo, boys.
How about Patchy, the motion picture?
God, I wish I was a part of this.
I've informed the Home Office. There was a flutter of adding machines.
Well, you heard him, boys. Don't stop until you see the whites of his pockets. Cosgrove.
Oh, good God.
Bill it to the kid.
What the hell is that?
It's an English muffin.
The hell it is. Put it away. You can eat at school.
I already ate my breakfast.
Well, don't keep me waiting this afternoon. I want your dresses ready for ballet at 3 on the button. No Broadway.
Okay.
I wanted to buy fruit. What do you want?
Peaches, please. Peaches give me a rash.
Your sister likes them.
Are you Peggy? They just sent me back from reception. I'm Karen Erickson.
Yes, I am. How nice to finally meet you.
Oh, you have your own office. Wowee. At the travel agency, it takes years. And Martha Winston's the only girl, and she's married to the boss.
Well, it's different up here. Everyone on the first floor loved your humorous ad. You seem like someone I could really be friends with, not like the last girl. Well, I'm fun. I love to have fun. She was always keeping her door shut, and I think you should only close your door for one reason. What's that?
Oh. I just don't get along with women like I do men. But she left to get married, so I must be some kind of good luck charm. Do you have a steady?
No, I'm still playing the field.
There are so many interesting men out there. Except sailors. I have a couple of rules. One of them is I don't like sailors.
No sailors, I agree.
So, Peggy Olsen, I have to ask, are you Swedish? Because I am.
Norwegian.
Well, we won't tell my parents. I'll make appointments and come by at 5, or do you want your girl to do it?
I finish up around 6.
Well, then tomorrow?
Most days. Can we look on Saturday? Oh, but not this Saturday.
You work on Saturday?
Not every Saturday. And Saturday nights, never. I'm out in the city, ready for fun.
Well, okay. I'll call you. Roomie.
Oh, I got you a sandwich.
I'm going to walk around the park.
Well, have fun. Roomie.
Mind.
Where is he?
Probably at home. I'm sure he'll be there when we get home.
I can't even tell you how thorough Sal was.
Well, I appreciate that, but this is... I don't know. It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Glad I'm not alone.
Look, I don't think there's any ambiguity about this being exactly, and I mean exactly, what you asked for.
I know, but there's something not right about it.
What? I can't put my finger on it. I wish I could, but I can't.
It's an exact copy, frame for frame. I'll tell you what. Why don't we send a dupe back to the office with you?
No. I'm sorry. I wish I could explain it, but it's just not right. I'm going to be magnanimous and say it's our idea and our failure. But it is a failure.
That is magnanimous.
Sorry about that.
Maybe next time.
It's true. It's not right. It doesn't make any sense. It looks right. It sounds right. It smells right. Something's not right. What is it?
It's not Ann Margaret.
You.
Are you related to Eugene Hofstadt?
Yes, I am. What is it?
We regret to inform you that he passed away.
Oh, God.
Oh, no!
I'm fine. What happened?
He collapsed in line at the A&P. I'm so sorry, ma'am.
I...
Well, we need to know what you'd like to do with this body.
Yes, of course.
Send him in.
I figured I'd bring myself to the woodshed.
Must be horrible having a client insist on something and then change their mind once they've seen it. I hope it never happens to me.
I was the director, and I let you down.
I'm in a meeting.
I have Mrs. Draper on the line. It's urgent.
I can go.
What's the matter? I'm sorry, Betts. I'm very sorry. Do you want me to call William? Just stay put. I'll be right there. I have to go.
Is everything okay?
There's nothing you can do. Don't ruin the only good thing to come of this. You are now a commercial director.
I don't know how to say that to make me feel better.
You'll know when I hire you again. Allison, I'm going for the day.
Okay, Ma.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, was that all the noise that this was? I mean, why didn't you wait for Jerry to help?
Because he's playing cards and Peggy gets up early. Say thank you, Ma.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. The Admiral. Oh, he must be doing well.
I am.
What's the matter, Peaches?
Sit down, Ma.
What's this about?
Don't, Anita. Stay. Ma, I'm having problems with my apartment, and my commute is very long.
Oh, it doesn't mean nothing if you want to stay here with us. Your father and I lived with Grandma and Grandpa for years. Your sister was born there.
Ma, I'm getting an apartment in Manhattan.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
It really does.
Yeah, I guess I'm the kind of mother who'd rather have a new TV than a daughter.
I got you a new TV because you needed one.
You got me a new TV because you think I was born yesterday. You belong in this city. You see this, Anita? This is what they do. Family's cheap. I'll take it back, okay? Because it's just going to remind me of how stupid you think I am.
Ma, you knew she'd have to move there eventually.
Well, someday both of you is going to feel this. This broken heart I'm carrying. You'll get raped, you know that.
It's just as dangerous as here. And I'm going to have a roommate. She's a nice girl. Her name is Karen Erickson. She's Norwegian.
He's a man, isn't it?
No.
Why would I ever believe anything you say?
Stop it, Ma. You're being cruel. Good night, Ma.
That wasn't so bad.
Really?
She's been through a lot of change lately. The Holy Father dying, that was very hard on her.
It has become one country because all the people who came here have equal chance to develop their talents. You cannot say that 10% of the population that you can't have that right. Your children can't have the chance to develop whatever talent.
Gene Hofstadt, number two. Eugene Hofstadt, number two.
What does that mean?
There were two Eugene Hofstadts at his bank, so he had to be called Eugene Hofstadt, number two. Well, he's with Ruth now. I hope so. Once he asked, what's going to happen when I get to heaven and I have two wives?
Knowing Gloria, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Best don't eat that. He was in his car all day.
I don't care.
Why are you laughing?
Sally, sweetheart.
We were laughing, honey.
I heard you. I heard you laughing. How can you be sitting there like nothing's happening? Like he's not gone. He was here, now he's not here. He's gone forever and nobody even knows that.
Stop it. You're being hysterical. Calm down.
He's dead. He's dead and he's never coming back. Nobody cares that he's really, really, really gone.
Sally, go watch TV.
When the convoy commander rejected commands that his troops leave their vehicles for a headcount, the Russians finally allowed the convoy to pass. Robert?
Dumbstruck police and horrified crowds gathered as an elderly Buddhist monk set fire to himself today, resulting in his death. The bizarre act was a protest against the mostly Catholic government of No Dinh Diem of South Vietnam and their supposed campaign of discrimination. The New York Stock Exchange today saw slight gains in moderate trading as the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 2 points. And now, here's Stan Baker for Winston Cigarettes.
coming, the ants are coming, the drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.